This is a round robin reading of Mountain Lodge, a Tumblr ode to the fandom boyfriend candle. Read by
Ethel,
Rena Jenkins,
Black Glass,
Winged Words,
Schmaler,
and Silver and Blue. Posted by Tumblr user Clarabo. Ladies, I'm holding out my hand. Do you trust me?
I need you to open Google Maps. Locate your nearest mall. Get in your car. Drive to Yankee Candle.
Past the seasonal pumpkin display, near the back of the store, you will find a trash pile man candle section. You will see candles called Bacon, Riding Mower, Mantown. I'm not kidding. Mantown. Link here. Stay strong. Not in this section, but likely very near to this section, you will find a candle called Mountain Lodge.
Hold this jar in your hands like a talisman. Close your eyes and picture a man.
I want to be clear. I'm not talking about a Hugh Dancy or an Andrew Garfield, a Ben Whishaw, even a Tom Hiddleston. This exercise requires someone in the Chris Evans weight class, the Richard Armitage department. Someone with smile lines around his eyes, who could chop the cedar for your bower with his own hands, strangle an alpha wolf, carry you home when you sprain your ankle in the woods, bench press your entire body. Picture this man in your mountain home with a full beard, a slightly grimy white Henley, a fond half-smile he reserves only for you. Now open the lid and smell Mountain Lodge.
Steady yourself on the man candle display. Give yourself a second. No, you're not wrong. Yes, the Yankee Candle Company has just eliminated the need for men. This medium tumbler Mountain Lodge candle jar is now your boyfriend. The Yankee Candle Company has effectively replaced the need for contact with the male half of our species with a compact and clean-burning candle in a jar.
Do you like this one? The cashier asked, ringing me up. Every man should be required by law to smell like what this candle smells like, I reply intensely. That'll be $12.01, she said.
Mountain Lodge!
Reblogged by Tumblr user Step 1.
It literally smells like waking up on a cold night to find a bearded Richard Armitage adding another quilt to the bed before he gets back in and pulls you snugly against his chest.
I'm not fucking around. I feel like I should be watching Chris Hemsworth in flannel and suspenders, whittling a delicate masterpiece in front of a fireplace right now.
Reblogged by Tumblr user Blackberry Creek. All right, Tumblr. I saw this post a few months ago and immediately realized I had to smell this candle. I have never in my life experienced such a burning need, pun intended, to smell what the Yankee Candle website described as a warm aroma of cedarwood and sage. But what Tumblr described as my new boyfriend.
The trouble is that the nearest Yankee Candle Company store was a bit of a trek, and my schedule tended to prohibit this olfactory adventure.
So for the last few weeks, as I'd scroll my Tumblr dash and look at images of attractive manly men, I'd sigh and wistfully think, if only I could engage another sense with this image. If only I could truly fathom the ideal fragrance of this man. And then this happened.
Steve Rogers ripping apart a log with his bare hands, .gif. And then I knew.
I knew whatever was happening, I needed to get to a Yankee Candle Company. The scent of Mountain Lodge would transport me instantly to this scene. The aroma of this infamous candle could make me live out a self-insertion Avengers fanfic.
So I got in my car, made the drive, and located the Yankee Candle Company. The store was crowded with holiday shoppers. My nose was immediately assaulted by hundreds of warring scents.
I battled through the sea of humanity, and the angel wings, merry marshmallow, magical frosted forest assault, buoyed on by my need to understand what Steve Rogers, ripping a log in half with his bare hands, smelled like.
I waded toward the back of the store, only to discover that the man candle section seemed to have been discontinued. What was I going to steady myself on, once I found my scented gateway to hanging out with the Avengers on Hawkeye's farm? I felt lost, adrift, unable to find my bearings amid soft blanket fluffy towels, home sweet home.
And then, rising from the fresh display, there it was.
Mountain Lodge.
It was the moment of truth. What would it be like to smell this infamous candle?
I opened the lid. I took a deep breath.
And I giggled. Ah, yes. This was it. This gentle, pleasantly masculine fragrance, in fact, reduced me to what I'd probably do in the actual presence of Chris Evans. Giggle like an idiot.
The smell makes me smile, makes me laugh, makes me gently swoon. All reactions that, indeed, can be elicited by an ideal man. I can barely handle the true power of Mountain Lodge.
Several months have passed since this discovery. I have regaled friends with the saga, and after hearing of it, they too felt the burning need to smell the candle. One by one, we have all become Mountain Lodge converts. In times of need, this candle is our refuge. Our group has developed escapist superpowers infused by the Yankee Candle Company.
The candle. The myth. The legend.
Mountain Lodge.
Reblogged by Tumblr user Madame Vashti Narada. This is how you do advertisement. Reblogged by Tumblr user The Yankee Candle. We love everything about all of this. We will always be there for you. Just light your Mountain Lodge candle and know that our love burns bright for you.
Reblogged by Tumblr user Clara Beau. The official Yankee Candle, TM, Tumblr account has recognized the Mountain Lodge mythos. My work on the material plane is finally complete. A being of pure light, I slowly ascend to the ether. The end. Thank you for listening.